If you have your Bibles, turn to the first epistle of John. Some folk call it I John, but it's First John. And this man that wrote this wrote the Gospel of John, and then he wrote the first, second, and third epistles of John, and then he wrote the book of the Revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I run up on something here. I'm from originally from Rockingham County, and we have a lot of people up there that are hoping that they're saved.
Come on.
And I'm glad that I've read this book more than a time or two, and I'm thankful to the Lord that God's blessed me with allowing me to read it. And when I read it, I found out some things in it that I didn't know years ago. And I'm glad that God has opened my eyes and allowed me to see some things that I didn't know. As a matter of fact, I still don't know a whole lot, but I know the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the most important thing.
Amen.
And I'm glad that I run upon this. And I got to looking at some of these commentaries. You know, most of them, I reckon I could preach this message from Billy Sunday, but I won't. It'd probably be a good one. Anyway, I got to looking in the first, second, and third epistle of John, and I found some things there that in reading these other fellows' commentaries, one of them said that the word know or known or form of that word had been used 38 times. I read another one, and it said that it had been used something like 35 times. And I read another one that said it had been used something like 30 times. Well, I read the book, and I found 35 times. Now, if you can find three more in that from one another, have at it. All I know is that's the ones that I found out. But I run up on this about knowing. And see, it's not important how much you know. I hate to disappoint some of you, but it's just absolutely, it's not necessary. I mean, you, a lot of people want you to think that they really know something. And if you listen to them just a little bit, you'll find out that they don't know near as much as they want you to think they know. And I'm glad, though, that it's not how much you know, it's who you know.
Amen.
And I'm glad that I've been personally acquainted with the one that spoke all this into existence.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some Baptists today, you see, that don't believe that. But because you don't believe something, don't make it not so.
Amen.
If this book says that it's so, whether you believe it or not.
Amen.
And I found some things in here that some Baptists don't believe. But this book says it, and if this book says it, then I'd advise you to believe what this book says, you see. And so I run up on this. Anyway, I'll give this to you very hurriedly and let you go eat. And I asked the pastor what time he wanted to eat, and he said, when I got through. Always like that. No, now don't get alarmed, folks. Listen, my sermons are like bologna. I can cut you off a chunk wherever you need it. But anyway, I found that in John's gospel that it was wrote that men might be converted. And then I looked at 1st, 2nd, and 3rd epistle of John, and I found out that that was wrote that men might be confirmed. And then I looked at the book of the Revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, that John was a human instrument that God allowed to write that. We find that it was wrote that men might be comforted. Now, we got a lot of people today that won't read the book of Revelation, but I'd advise you to read the book of Revelation. See, it has been written so that, and some of the things in the book of Revelation has already happened. Some of it is happening right now, and some of it is about to happen. And it's good to know when something's going to happen, you see. I mean, if you're going to know it, you see, you can make some preparations. And of course, we've got some Baptists today that need to make some preparations, because some of them, as I said a while ago, are hoping that they're saved. Well, I run up on this epistle, chapter number 4, verse number 6, where it says, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." That's what it said? I believe that's what that says. And you know, if the Bible says something one time, it's so. If God says something one time, it's so, whether you believe it or not. And we've got a lot of people that really are reading this book and they still don't believe what this book says. But I'm glad that, you know, that I one time got introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm all right. I went overseas and spent almost 2 years of my life in Germany. And I went to Munich, Germany at the American Way Service Club that was having a prayer meeting. And they, after they got through preaching, or what they call preaching, they won't know how many was there that wanted to be prayed for. Well, I was 6,000-7,000 miles away from home, so I stuck my hand up. And after I stuck my hand up, everybody come by and started shaking hands with me. And I'd been in church enough, my mother sent me to Presbyterian church. And I went to Presbyterian church when I was in Sunday school. My mother said, "Go there, that was the best one at that time," you see. And I did. Well, and I went up there, and these people, they didn't say things just exactly right. And I know that just by then, everybody coming around and shaking hands with me, that wasn't right. And so I went to Lingries, Germany, where I was going to school down there, and to learn from what the Army wanted me to learn. And I got down beside an old Army bunk, and the best I know how. I asked God to save me. And lo and behold, I become introduced to the sovereign God of the universe that spoke and all this come into existence.
Amen.
Yes! Some folks say, "I don't understand it. I don't understand these. I don't understand how a black cow can eat green grass. You can churn it, and you can milk her. She'll give white milk, and you can churn it, and it'll turn to yellow butter. Now, maybe you're smarter than I am. You can explain all that to me, but I don't understand that, you see. I know it happens, you see. I've eaten the butter. I've drank the milk. I even caught, when I was catching years ago, I even used some of a hide in that catcher's mitt, you see. But I'm glad that the Holy Ghost come where I was at, and he convicted me, he converted me, and he birthed me into the family of God. And he made me an heir and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. And all that Jesus Christ is in God, I am in Christ Jesus, whether you accept that or not. I could care less whether you accept it. I'm just glad God knows it and I know it. That's the main thing. If you hear and you don't know it, then what you need to do is you need to be introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, you need to ask God to be merciful to you and to save you for Jesus' sake. And God will do that, you see. Now it says over here in chapter number 5, it says in verse number, let's just look at verse number 12. "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." These things, what's he talking about? The Word of God. "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." Now, if I'm reading that right, that's saying that we don't have to hope that we're saved. We can say that we know that we're saved. But I like that, see. They told us that we was poor years ago. And I thought everybody eat fried taters one meal and pinto beans, and then pinto beans and fried taters the next meal. I thought about everybody done that, but I found out that they didn't. And so they said, you know, that I come from the wrong side of the tracks. I didn't know I come from the wrong side of the tracks. I thought everybody's like that. When I got up bigger, you see, I got to learning some things. But I'm glad that the Holy Ghost of God one day convicted me, converted me, birthed me into the family of God,
Amen.
And made me personally acquainted with the Lord God of glory, the one that spoke and all this come into existence. And you say, well, I don't understand it. The Bible don't say nowhere in here that I found, and I've read this book, and I don't say it boastfully, I've read this book more than a time or two in my days. I thank God that God's allowed me to read this book and to try to understand this book, but it don't say for me to understand it. I don't understand why God ever saved me. I'm just glad he did. I'm glad he convicted me, he converted me, and he birthed me into the family of God. And I'm glad he sent the Holy Ghost of God to convict me, to convert me, and to birth me into the family of God. Now I'm an heir and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. And all that Jesus is in God, I am in Christ Jesus. Amen to God. I don't could care less whether people understand it or not. I'm just trying to tell you that thus saith the word of God, you see. And I got to reading in here, and I got to reading about knowing God. And that's what I want to share with you today, on knowing God. Do you really know God? See, you got a lot of Baptists today. Oh, let me rephrase that. You got a lot of people that say that they're Baptists, but they don't know that they're saved. And the reason a lot of people that say that they're Baptists that don't do what they should be doing is because they really don't know that they're saved. So if you know that you're saved, you'd do things different.
Come on.
Why, you'd come to prayer meeting on Wednesday night. They always told me, you know, if you want to find out what kind of spirit of church has got, go on one Wednesday night and see how many that they got. It's on a rainy Wednesday night, and I found one better than that. Find out what night they go on visitation.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
And you know, if you go on, and usually you know they have visitation maybe on Tuesday or on Thursday night, you know, one or the other. And if you go, they always, somebody somewhere or another told me this, or if they said it and I heard it, overheard it, but it said, you know, that if you got about half back on Sunday night, what you'll have on Sunday morning, if you get half back on Sunday night, you're fortunate. And if you have half back from Sunday night to Wednesday night, you'll be really being blessed. And if you can get 10% of the ones that you have on Wednesday night, that's the nucleus of your church. Amen, Brother Don. Amen. Amen, Brother Don. You got about 10%. If you have 10% of how many you have on Wednesday night to come back and go visiting on visitation night, you are extremely blessed. 10% now. And I've watched that. I've looked at it. And you know, I find that some of these Baptist churches, you don't have to wait till it rains. You just go visit them on Wednesday night. And better still, go find out what night that they're having visitation and go visit them. And they don't have to be raining. They're just not doing what they should be doing. And they claim that they're personally acquainted with the Lord God of glory that spoke and told us what to do. He gave us a whole book, 66 books, right here in this called the Word of God. He gave us this book to tell us what we need to be doing, but we're not doing what God would said for what to have us to do. But I'm glad, you know, that I'm still personally acquainted with the Lord. I run up on a lot of people all the time. I was the other day, I went through this grocery store, and a friend of mine, you know, he had his three-piece suits on, and he was all dressed up, and he went through the line, and I was behind him, and I had on an old bald cap and old knitted shirt and a pair of knockabout drawers, that lady waited on me, said, that man's a preacher. I said, is that right? He said, yeah. I said, how do you know he's a preacher? He said, he's got a suit on. I said, is that right? He said, yeah. I said, yeah. Is that how you find out whether or not he's a preacher? She said, yeah. I said, well, look at me. And she did. She really gave me a going over. And I said, "Do I look like a preacher?" She said, "No." I said, "Do you realize I'm a preacher?" She said, "No." I said, "You can't tell I'm a preacher?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, I am." I said, "I'm a saved Baptist preacher." And I said, "As a matter of fact, that man that just walked out of here is a friend of mine." But I didn't see. I didn't look like him. See, a lot of us Baptists today, we really don't look like that we are what we say that we are. We're really not doing what God has said for us to do in this book right here. And so therefore, you know, like the world really don't know that we are pleasantly, personally acquainted with the Lord God of glory. Now, I tell you something else. I like to be where God's at. I like to know God's presence, you see. Now, I've been in some churches where you can tell when God's around now. Because you go a step further than that, I've been in some where you could tell when he wasn't around now. And I don't like it when he's not around now. I like to be where he is around now. I mean, he's there. You can tell his presence, you see. It's just like on Wednesday night. I mean, you come here on Wednesday night or whatever night you have a prayer meeting, and you can tell when God's here. You can tell. I tell you what, God moved back here, come by here a while ago. Matter of fact, he's still here. How you know? I can tell. I'm personally acquainted with him. Yes. Not only that, but I know his presence, you see. Yes, I'm just glad, you see, that God has allowed me to know when he's around, you see, personally, and then when he's around, his presence is right. And then not only that, but I like it, you know, when God allowed me to be pardoned. And I know what God's pardon is, you see. And when God, if God could save me, he can save anybody. I'm glad. I'm not going to tell you about my past. I'm just glad that the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. Of course, we got some Baptists today that don't believe that. See, because you don't believe something, don't make it not so. If the Bible says it, it's so, whether you believe it or not. And I read over in 1 John chapter number 1, verse number 7, where the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. That don't mean all my past sin. That's not what it says. He says all sin. That don't mean my passion. I mean, that's even the ones that I hadn't got to yet. You say, "Preacher, you mean you quit sin?" Oh, yeah. And if the rest of the Baptists would admit it, they do too.
Come on.
Yeah, the average Baptist, you see, when you go down 64 out here, bad traffic time, you know. And, you know, somebody goes around you and cuts this way and goes out and goes up a ramp. What you want to do is you want to mad it and ram it. Or her. Isn't that right, lady? See, I've got some ladies over here that are honest. You see, the rest of y'all sitting real still because you don't want nobody to know that you're one of them, that one of them Baptists that cuts. You see, can I slam that door? Now, some of you Baptists want people to believe that you don't never cuss. But I've been in Baptist churches where that they slam them doors about them, like them song, them people that wrote songs and somebody sung it and didn't either one of them sing it or write it. That's called door cussing. And I've seen them go out of Baptist churches and that. Door framing around that door frame up there. They'd slam it so that it just vibrates that door frame. That's called door cussing. Now, a lot of you Baptists, you wouldn't think about doing that. You want me to believe. Look up at me. Eyeball to eyeball. Do you really think that I'm so dumb that I believe it? I don't believe that. I believe that you're just as sinful and just as ungodly as I am.
Come on.
And I believe that we say things that a lot of times we ought not say.
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
Yeah. Sure.
It's a lot of times, you see.
When,
hey, a lot of times, you see. And see, that's called, and when you're out riding, I got a little bit ahead of myself, but when you're out riding, you see, you and somebody does one of them numbers on you, You lay down on that horn. That's called horn cussing. Now you thought I was talking about them words that you used to say, and I sure am glad that the blood of Jesus cleansed it from all sin. I'm glad he wiped all my sins away. Them I hadn't got to yet, but he knows I'm going to get to them if the Lord lets me live long enough. And I've almost done lived my time out. My generation just about gone. Most of my old buddies, old preacher buddies, are going on out of here. They're already in glory, having a time. Knowing Billy Kelly, he's probably trying to find some dogs up there so they can bar hunt. But and I hope he finds some up there. Maybe I'll help him hunt with them when I get up there. But I'm glad to report to you that you can personally be acquainted, and you can know God personally. Now, I've read these five chapters several times, and I've read 30-some times. Notice what I say. 30-some times, because I read 35 times. One fellow said 38, one said 30, one said 35. I read 35 myself, but I'm glad I'm personally acquainted with him. I'm glad I can tell when his presence is around, and I'm glad that he's pardoned me, you see. I'm glad he didn't parole me. When you get paroled, you have to report in to the parole officer, you see. I don't have to report into no parole officer, because when the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary and he suffered, he bled, he died, he was crucified, he was buried, was raised again so that I could be forgiven of all my sins. Amen. And it's not just me, but all sinners, you see. We're all sinners, you see. We're born in sin. That's what the Word of God says. We're born in sin, you see. And when we'll say things and do things, my wife and I, we've devised the way to whereby we can show our affection for one another, you see, and not have to get up no more. You know, when you get old, you do things different. And I'll sit over in my recliner, and she'll sit on her sofa. And I say, "I salute thee, my sister." She said, "I salute thee, my brother." And you don't have to get up and go over there, or she don't have to get up and come over where you at. I mean, it's a whole lot easier that way. It's as you get older, you see, your joints go to getting stiff, and you have to wear all these apparatuses like this one. But I'm glad that when I get my glorified body, and I'm guaranteed that I'm going to have a glorified body fashioned like unto the Son of God, just as if I never committed sin. You say, "Well, I don't understand that." I know you might not understand it, but I sure do. I believe every bit of it, you say. I believe in what God said. God made it so that I could know him personally. Guess what? He'll do the same thing for you.
Amen.
I don't care what side of the tracks you come on. I don't care what the people said about you. I'm glad that he said that he would give us pardon. He would pardon us. We can know him in his power. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he has the power to do whatever's necessary. If he can speak and all this can come into existence, tell me he don't have a power to do whatever he wants to do whenever he wants to do it. And it's right whether you understand it or not.
Amen.
Now see, we got some folk that don't believe it. Now you go to some of these science classes, I believe that's what it's called. And see, we've got some of these people, you know, that say that there was a big bum, a big blowout, and that's where the earth come from. And if it's getting awful quiet in here, isn't it? And if you'd believe that, I got some stock I want to sell you, waterfront property out there in the Sahara Desert, and I want to sell you real cheap. I don't believe that. No, huh, I don't believe that. I'm just glad that God fixed it so I don't have to hope no more. I'm glad he fixed it so I don't have to. Maybe so. I'm glad he fixed it so I don't have to think, I'm saying. Amen. I'm glad he's fixed it so I can know that I'm saved. Now, God don't ever have to say nothing but one time for it to be so. And when he said something here in these five chapters, 30-some time that he wrote this word know or known or formed of it, he's fixed it so that you could know. And he wants you to know. If you're here and you're lost, you've never really been saved, God loved you, Christ died for you. And God, listen, God, if you don't even love yourself, God loves you. God loved you so much that he was willing for his only begotten son, the only one of his kind, to go to the cross, to be crucified, to be buried, and to be raised again so that you and I could have eternal life, you see. And what God's done for me, he'll do for you. He'll fix it so you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're saved by the grace of God. Amen to God. I like it when it gets like that.
Amen.
I like it every once in a while when I'm going through this book and knowing it's my Heavenly Father wrote it. And I get to reading in this book and he goes to show me a little nugget that's been there all. You know, I'm going to tell you something else. John 3:16. I had an old-fashioned school teacher that said that you will memorize John 3:16 or you won't get promoted. From the first grade now. And I'd done been in the first grade 2 years and I didn't want to be in there 3 more years. See, my mom and daddy sent us to church when I was a boy. They told us where to go to church. They pointed, you go to that church. But my daddy always, you know, he said, you know, if you get a whipping at school, you'll get nothing when you get home. And I try my best not to get no whippings at school, but I got some. And when I got home, I got some. But you know, I'm glad that my Heavenly Father, now he will chastise me. When I say things or do things that's wrong, he'll chastise me. But I'm glad he does it because, not because he hates me. He does it because he loves me.
Amen.
And see, he'll do the same thing for you. If you're here and you're lost, God loves you. If you don't even love yourself, if you don't think nobody cares for you, there's a God in heaven that loved you so much that he was willing to robe himself in humanity, come into the world and go to the old rugged cross and be crucified, be buried, and be raised again so that you and I could have eternal or everlasting life.
Amen.
But I like that. I like that everlasting.
Amen.
And I'm glad that when I get up there, you see, I'm going to go before the phone, like there was a singing about a while ago. They done a number one job. Didn't need no help. All I can add to it is amen. And I'll tell you what, that was some good singing, folks. Thank God for good singing, but I thank God for good preaching. And somebody else could do a much better job, but don't none of them love to try no more than I do.
Come on.
Amen. Boy, when God... When I got saved, they said, well, it won't last 90 days. And then when God called me to preach, they said, well, I doubt it'll last 6 months. I'm still trying. Yeah, I'm having the time of my life. Ain't but two kind of preachers that make me want to preach. That's them that can, them that can't. Them that cannot, I want to get up there and help them. And them that can't, I want to get up there and do it for them. If you're here today, God, and you're lost, you've never really been saved, you don't know the Lord, you're just hoping, just thanking that you are. If you'll just ask God to be merciful to you and to save you for Jesus' sake, he'll do that today.
Amen.
You leave here bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. All that Jesus Christ is in God, you can become in him because of what he done on the cross of Calvary. Boy, I tell you what, you'd be surprised what you can find in this book here that is the Word of God. It's called the Bible. What you can find here if you just look in it, you see. And so I'm a closing here. And let me read these few verses and I'll let you go. I'm going to read again verse number 5, chapter 5, verse number 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Verse 15, and if we know that he heareth us whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. And verse 16, if any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and that he shall give him life for that sin, not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that we shall pray for you, but verse number 17, all unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin unto death. Now these next few verses, I want you to notice how many times the word know or known is used in these next four verses. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Boy, I thank God for that verse of Scripture. I mean, if you wonder who it is, a lot of times that aggravating you is anything in the world but Satan himself. Oh, I mean, he'll do everything he can to try to be a hindrance to you. Anyway, it says in verse number 20, and we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an everlasting an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Amen. Now if I'm reading all of this chapter 5, seven times God said, uses the word know or known. And God don't ever have to say nothing but one time for it to be so. Now my mother used to call me. She'd call me, my name's Donald. And she'd say, Donald! Donald, I just keep on shooting marbles. But when she said, on the end, that means come right now. Didn't I? I can see my mother standing in the back door with a little cherry switch up there. And my mother knowed how to hold the britches up and take that cherry switch and put it between your legs and jiggle it. How many of you know what jiggling is? Jiggling from, and they just feel like bees. Well, hornets are stinging you, just eating you alive. You thought they were going to eat you up. And you know what I found out? The closer that I got to Mama, the harder it was for her to hit me. And the closer I get to God, the harder it is for him to hit me, you see. My daddy never did call me. I can't ever remember my daddy calling me. But my daddy was a whistler. And he could whistle. I mean, I'm almost 79 years old. And if I heard my daddy whistle this morning, I'd go running in the direction of that whistle. Why? My daddy meant for me to come right then. And if we'll obey our daddy when he whistles for us, and if we'll obey our mother when our mother called us those certain ways, we ought to obey God when he give us a whole book wrote all about. And what all he wants you to do is he just wants you to know him. And you can know him. You can leave here today knowing God in the full pardon of sin. Let's bow our heads in the word of prayer. I'm not through. I'm just going to quit. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I wonder if there'd be one here. Now, I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to embarrass you. But I would love to pray for you. If there's one here, preacher, God sent that message to me. I don't really know God. Would you remember me in prayer? Would you raise your hand right where you're sitting? Hold your hand up real high so I can see it. We'll wait just a moment. Preacher, I'm the one that God sent that message to this morning. Would you remember me in prayer? Is there one here? Preacher, I've been saved. I know I've been saved. But I'm just not right with God. God knows it and I know it. Would you remember me in prayer? I need to know him. I need to know him better. Anybody else want to raise a hand? God bless you. God sees that hand. Anybody else? God bless you. God sees that hand. Somebody else? I'll wait just another moment. Father, in Jesus' name, take these remarks. May they find lodging place in the heart and life of those which have been intended for. I pray, God, that your will would be done in the heart and life of those which have raised their hands toward heaven. I pray that the Holy Ghost of God will go where they are at, convict them, convert them. If they're lost, those that are out of fellowship, that they'll be restored back to full fellowship. Bless the balance of the singing, the balance of the preaching, those that will be preaching, those that will be singing. And get glory, get honor, and get praise to your blessed name from the results of this camp meeting. Do it all for Jesus' sake. Jesus' name I do humbly pray. Amen.